Thank you for calling OMAX. My name is Ricky. May I please have your first and last name, please?
Kevin Rigby, R-I-G-B-Y.
You said Kevin Rigby? Thank you so much for the information.
Pardon me?
Thank you so much for the information.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm just trying to locate your account now. Okay, and I'm just locating that account, okay?
Yes.
And can I have that first and last name again, please?
Kevin Rigby, R-I-G-B-Y.
Kevin Rigby, thanks so much for information again. Are you a new or returning customer?
No, I'm returning.
You're returning? Okay. And can I by chance have the email address you had on file with us?
I have to see if this is right. Because it's my wife's. I don't use it. Should be like Peggy Hot Calm, I don't know, something like that.
You said Peggy?
Yes.
At hotmail.com?
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Okay. Thanks so much for information. Okay. Okay. So can you spell out your last name for me, please, sir?
R-I-G-B-Y.
You said R-I-G-B as in boy?
Yes.
Y? Y. As in yellow, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks so much for the information. And thanks so much for the information. May I have your wife's first name, please?
Margaret.
Margaret. Okay. And can I have your zip code, please?
15129.
Okay, thanks so much for information, sir. And can you verify your address for me, please?
2425 Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, Dell, separate word, Drive. And that's in South Park, PA, 15129.
Okay. Okay, give me just a moment, sir. I'm accessing, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for being so patient and holding for me, sir.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just locating that account, okay. Okay, and thank you for being so patient and holding for me, sir. I'm sorry about that. I was able to locate your account. And I am seeing that you did. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and I was able to locate your account. Okay, I do see that you did have the Omex 3.
Right.
Ultra Pure. And yes, sir, and how may I help you today?
The reason I'm calling to see if they're going to ship it out.
You see when they're going to ship it out? Let me check on that for you, see when your next shipment date is. Okay, so I...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was able to locate that account. So I'm seeing that your last ship out date was 4/7 on April the 7th.
Okay, you mean they sent it out?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Because I haven't received it. That's 14 days ago.
Okay, so you let me check on that. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so thank you for being so patient holding for me, sir. I'm showing that your card hadn't been expired, so we need to update and get you over, okay?
On what card? My Discover card?
Yes, well, the card we had on file, yes, sir.
Okay.
So we'll need to update that for you, okay?
All right.
Okay, I'm going to place you on a brief hold, Mama, okay? Okay, and I'm still here. Okay, sir, what we're going to do now, I'm going to go ahead and get that order placed for you. Is there maybe do you want to use your own email or you want to continue with your wife's email?
My wife's email is good enough because I don't have one.
Okay, and yes, sir, that card is expired, the one we do have on file.
Now, let me ask you something. What do I have to do every 6 months to do this?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question.
Do I have to keep calling every 6 months to get a new order?
Oh, no, sir, you don't.
Because the reason I'm saying that, you're telling me the card that you have on file is expired. The card I have with that number is good till 26.
So the reason why you never received the order, sir, your new order, is because your card is invalid. So we have to replace the order for you.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, and you just told me they ship one on the 14th of the, or 7th of this month.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I was looking at that wrong. That's my apologies.
So, now that, I mean, what I'm saying, they should have my number, right? If they shipped something out.
No, sir. I'm sorry. Right. Unfortunately, we have. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, if they shipped it out, I haven't received it
so
yet.
So the card is expired that we have on file, so you weren't the charge wasn't able to go through.
So then they didn't ship it then?
No, sir. They haven't. I'm sorry.
All right. Then that's why I want to give you the number so it's done and see how much this is costing.
Okay. So let me... And so, hello, thank you for being so patient to hold it for me, Kevin. So what we're going to do today is get you registered so that we can actually get your order reshipped out. We'll get your order shipped out to you, okay?
All right.
Okay. Okay, and you did say that you want to continue to use your wife's email address, correct?
Right.
Okay, no problem. And what's your favorite color and what's your lucky number?
Blue and 7.
Blue and 7. Okay. One sec while I get that done for you. You still want to receive the product every on a subscription, correct?
Right.
And every 6 months?
Right. That's what I've been getting it.
So we don't have the 6 month bundle anymore, sir. I'm sorry. But we do have a 3 month, sir, and I'm able to offer you the 3 month deal. It's a great deal.
All right.
So would that work for you? It's $87.96 every 3 months.
Okay.
Okay, would that work for you?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and get that started for you. Right now I'm just getting your order to place, okay?
All right.
Mention all your information. Okay, and just letting you know, I'm still here. Okay, I'm just getting everything placed for you and answering all the information so that I can get that order processed for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I'm still here, okay? So you just know, sometimes technology is a little slow.
Okay.
And would you like to try our vitamin D, sir? It's like
sunshine
in
that.
A bottle. It does actually support with the healthy bones.
That.
Oh, okay. Well, let me go ahead and get that done for you, okay? And how'd you hear about us, Kevin?
I don't know. My wife, I guess, started this about 4 years ago or so.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why I said I don't understand why I keep gotta keep calling back. I had to do this the last time. That's why
okay.
I was saying, am I supposed
yes,
to call
sir.
Every three
so
months?
It was due
I
to a bad
car. Supposed to be automatic.
Yes, sir. It is until the card gets messed up. It's on a subscription. And can I have your address, please?
2425 Bonnydell Drive, South Park, PA, 15129.
And you said that's 2425 Bonnydell
Drive, South Park, PA, 15129.
Okay. And that city is South Park Township, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that state is Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay, and the zip code is 15129?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for the information. Okay, and would you like to do our VIP text club? You get 10% off your next order.
Oh, what does that cost?
Oh, no, sir. It doesn't cost anything. It's actually free. It's free, but it's automated. Automated text alert.
All right.
So would you like to join?
Will they give me 10% off the 87?
On this order?
Yes.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry, it won't. My apologies.
Okay.
So would you like to join?
I guess, yeah.
Okay, no problem. Okay, all right, and that phone number is 412-660-0427?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. I'm just getting the order process for you. And how would you like to make that payment today, sir?
A Discover card.
Okay. Can I have the card number, please?
Yes. 6011-0021-7974-7043.
Okay, so we're going to repeat it for you. 6011-0021-7974-7043.
Yes.
And that name on the card?
Mine, Kevin Rigby. Kevin C. Rigby.
Kevin C. Rigby. Okay. And the expiration date?
10/26.
Thank you so much. And that that security code on the back?
762-762.
Okay, and thank you so much for that information as well. And is your billing the same as the shipping, sir?
I don't follow you. Yeah, the billing will come out of here. Yeah, same
so
address.
It is. Okay, no problem. And I want you to understand that you are agreeing to a subscription. And it will renew at the price frequency it listed until it ends or is canceled. Is that fine with you?
Right. That's $87.96.
Yes, sir. That is correct. Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and get that order processed for you, okay?
All right. Do you have any idea how long it'll take to get here?
It's like 7 to 10 shipping day, excuse me. Your wife will receive tracking information as soon as we have it, okay?
All right.
Okay. And anything else I can do for you today, sir?
No, my question again is, do I have to keep calling for this all the time? The reason I'm saying that is I'm almost out of it again. And by the time that it gets here, I will be out of it.
So anytime you change your, yes, sir, I'm sorry. Anytime you change your card number, sir, or update it, you would need to call us in to let us know to update it as well so that this won't happen again, okay?
Well, see, that's what I don't understand. I've had the card since 1989. And like I said, it's, 1026. And it's been that way for a couple of years. So I don't understand why I update and what.
Sir, your card expired and you never call in with the new expiration date so that we could have updated it for you.
Can you tell me when it expired? According to them? Because that's what I'm saying. I keep having a problem every time I'm supposed to get another order.
Of course,
order.
Yes, sir. I can tell you the information. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
It was 10/21 that it expired.
10/21.
Yes, sir.
So I've been getting OMAX since then with that card that expired. That's what
I'm trying
to say. I don't. Yes, ma'am. I'm sitting there with a boss, got two left in there using the same card. If you're saying that that expired in 21, I've been giving this for about 4 or 5 years now. And they switched because originally it was a six-month program. And that's why I thought it was still 6 months. And right now I have two of those patches, you know, two of them. They come out of, what, three in a box. I have two of them left. And that's why I was wondering, because it wasn't here yet. That's what I'm saying. Every time it's supposed to come, because of what I know, it ain't coming. And I have to keep calling back. And you're telling me that my card expired in 21. And I'm sitting there holding the same card that don't expire until 26.
Okay, so 10/9/21 was the last time you were charged and shipped something, sir, from our company. And on the 30th of October, that card was canceled. Well, it wasn't canceled. All it right. was invalid anymore, expired.
But, okay, we'll just go by. Hopefully, I'm going to get this order now, and we'll go from there. Because, like I said, I've been getting it. So how can I get it if my card expired? Why didn't somebody call me and notify me of that? Because I just finished. I'm almost just finishing this box. This box is not from 2021.
Okay. So, yes, sir, I do apologize. But however, we did go ahead and get that updated for you, sir. So you will receive those three boxes every 3 months, okay? And if you ever were to get a new card, just give us a call in, okay, so that we can update that for you so that your shipments won't stop, okay? I do apologize about that.
All right. Thank you. And you said 7 to 10 days.
Yes, sir. And I do have your order number for you to write down if you would like to as well.
Okay.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's going to be S as in Sam.
Okay.
H as in Henry.
All right.
Dash.
Okay.
144.
Okay.
247.
247.
Yes, sir. And thank you so much for calling OMAX Health. You enjoy your wonderful day, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. No problem. Enjoy your wonderful day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.